This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. This is episode 2 for March 1st, 2010, Projectile Reflux. UpperCervicalDocs.com. For more interviews of upper cervical doctors and prominent people in upper cervical, and to hear more testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. If you would like to submit testimonials, you can do so by emailing me at drhambrick@UpperCervicalDocs.com. You can also email Dr. Hall at subluxationskill@hotmail.com. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Hey, Doc. It's going good. Just move your microphone a little bit closer, along your jawline maybe. Boy, that thing is a mess, isn't it? I can barely hear you.
Really? What about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. So it needs to be right at your mouth, I guess. Well, this is episode 2 of Testimonial Tuesday. Good seeing you again, Doc.
Dr. Hammer, good to see you again.
So what have you got for us today? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Said we're going to talk about little kids today.
Perfect.
You know, in the past and probably in the future, there's been legislation out there trying to limit chiropractic to 18 years and older because, you know, someone under 18 can't have a health care problem. And why should we be touching a kid's neck? We should wait till they get sick first, right? So the story that I want to tell today is a 2-year-old boy who came in with severe reflux. They actually measured this with their wonderful technology in the hospital, and he was refluxing about 185 times in a 12-hour period. And this wasn't just any ordinary reflux. This was projectile reflux, and I got to see that firsthand while he was in his stroller and literally reflux out the mouth like he was throwing up with a flu and 105 fever.
Good night.
But so anyway, this family brought the boy in, and mom looked like she hadn't slept in 2 years, and the reason is because she hadn't. He'd wake up every hour, at least, even sometimes more often, because when he'd reflux, it'd cause burning, and so he would cry, and then of course the parents would get woken up. And so we adjusted this little boy. Of course, mom was skeptical. They'd been everywhere, and medically, I think he was on about 3 different drugs. They even gave the kid 5 different rounds of antibiotics, you know, because antibiotics are the wonder cure-all. And antibiotics, reflux, I don't know what they're trying to do there. I let the mom know about that. You'd think after 2 rounds, I'd figure that maybe that wasn't going to help the reflux. So we corrected this little kid. He left, came back the next visit, and the very first night slept straight through the night. Mom was completely blown away, and he held that correction for about 3 months. I checked him twice a week for about a 2-week period, and then dropped him down to once a week. He was never correct again. I explained to the mom that even though all the symptoms were gone, that kids are to fall down and hit their head, and that it was important on an ongoing basis to come in and get checked. And no matter how much we educate, a lot of our miracle cases, they tend to drop out of care because they, no matter how much you try to educate them, don't get the big picture. And so this little boy, about after 3 months, I never saw him again. And 6 6 months later, he shows back up, and Mom comes in, and we sit down and had a little chat. And now this kid didn't have reflux. He had chronic ear infections. And they had given the kid 3 rounds of antibiotics. The ENT test showed that the one of the ear, I think it was a left, if my memory serves me correctly, the tympanic membrane wasn't moving the way that it should, and that's evidence that there's fluid in the inner ear. And so there, of course, next step was to give this little kid ear tubes.
And of course,
I explained to the mom, you know, the most thoroughly researched thing in chiropractic, and not only in upper cervical circles, but in chiropractic in general, was the ear infection. I explained to her how the eustachian tube, if the muscle tone in the eustachian tube wasn't the way it should be, that it could close and fluid can get trapped in the ear and yada, yada, yada. And on top of that, your atlas being out of position obviously impacts the immune system. And so I hit her from about 3 different angles and didn't try and make her feel guilty for not trying or not bringing her kid in, but reiterated after we corrected him and most likely his ear infections would do better and to come on in. And so we corrected the kid, and you can guess what happened. A week later, they go back to the ENT and the ear is clear. About his third visit after that ear infection episode, the father comes in, and he thought the first time was a fluke, that the kid's reflux went away, which is pretty temporal association, you know, 2 years, reflux every night, and gets a correction and it's gone. I guess you can chalk that up as just coincidence, right?
Yeah.
And so he came in, he said, you know, the first time I thought it was a fluke, this time whatever the heck you're doing works. Still didn't get under care, but the mom got under care, and so did the older sister, and come to think of it, they've been delinquent for probably 2 months, so I should probably have my secretary give them a little call. But as all of us know that do this work, it gets quite frustrating trying to break through that 20 years or 30 years or in some cases 70 years of medical brainwashing. Treat the symptom, symptom gone. Why do I need to come back? I just gave a little dinner with Doc over at a local store. It's called Relax-A-Back. It's an ergonomic store. And one of my slides in there, it says, the best time to take care of your health is when you have it. And then I went into the whole drum roll of the story I just told. Just because your symptom's gone doesn't mean that you should stop coming in and getting checked. And so, and then the next slide was the two leading killers in this country are cancer and heart disease. That's about 1.5 million a year. And when they do a mammography on a woman, they find a pea-sized tumor. The experts out there tell us that there's been a process going on for 15 years inside that body.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And what about heart attack? They call it a silent killer. Your first symptom can kill you. That's my way of getting through their head. Just because you feel well doesn't mean you're functioning well.
Right.
But I'll be hitting my head against the wall on that one probably for the next 50 years. But hopefully, Paul, this little thing that you're putting on here is going to get out there big time. And with the help of UCHC and Greg Buchanan and the power of upper cervical, we're going to be doing this live on NBC someday, and you'll have a talk show, right?
There you go.
The future of vision, right?
That, absolutely.
Because damn it, people need to know.
Yes, sir. How old was the boy when you first started seeing him?
He was two years old.
Do you take x-rays at 2 years old?
I might get crucified for some in my society, but I don't take x-rays.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
Palpation challenge.
You're the doctor. I have a big problem with other doctors not allowing doctors to be doctors. So.
Well, most of the thing I found is when they're 6 months to 18 months and even 2 years old, once they get over about 3.5, I take pictures, but I, in my earlier part of my career, did, but it was so tough to get an accurate picture with them in their normal head carriage or fighting with them trying to get the x-ray
yeah.
that I just I went using the challenge test and some other findings,
right.
Muscle tension and so forth. And the great thing about upper cervical, with your objective test, you know whether you got the job done right or not, don't you?
That's right. Well, very good. Excellent story. Thank you very much. Did you want to add anything else?
Next week.
Yes.
I don't
okay.
have anything to add. I'll be back next week.
Yes, sir. We will see you then. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one.
That's it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. For more like this and for interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. My name is Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please be sure to listen next week for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday.